This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Screwworm projects funded. Corn growers want more research on grain, and study says more biofuel markets are needed. The Agriculture Department is putting $105 million into 40 research projects aimed at better equipping the U.S. to combat the spread of New World screwworm, the agency says. The projects are being funded as a part of New World Screwworm Grand Challenge. USDA wants to advance improvements in monitoring for wild flies, treating infected animals, and producing more sterile flies, according to a press release. Projects range from new traps and insecticides for combating the pest to technologies like drones that could help better monitor its spread, according to a project list. The National Corn Growers Association and 15 state corn organizations calling on USDA to fund research supporting the full value of corn as a driver of new market opportunities and farm revenue. In a letter to Scott Hutchins, USDA Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics, the corn group stressed the need for the Trump administration to broaden its focus beyond the potential use of crop revenues like corn stover or the husk and stalks left in fields after harvest. While research into crop residues such as corn stover has received increased attention, it's equally critical that USDA invest in advancing the authorization of corn grain itself, including its core components, protein, oil, starch, and fiber, according to the June 9 letter. Critical solutions are needed now, and investing in research for corn grain that diversifies and expands markets generates more demand for our farmers. As grain farmers face a possible fourth year of being financially squeezed from high production costs and slumping corn prices, NCGA is exploring ways to create new sources of demand. University scientists have said to secure project funding, they've avoided research on increasing the utilization of corn grain, NCGA said in a statement yesterday. Some scientists have determined that if they include the words corn grain in their proposal, they will not receive funding. In contrast, researchers have reported success in securing federal grants to develop a use for corn stover, that according to the group. Booming production of corn and other crops is leading to gluts as the appetite for grain wanes amid slower global population growth and lower ethanol demand, a sweeping new study from the S&P Global Energy Group says. Nearly a third of annual U.S. corn acres will vanish by 2050 if new opportunities are not pursued, specifically new biofuel markets for the hard-to-electrify aviation and marine industries, that according to a report released yesterday and commissioned by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, a nonprofit ag advocacy group. U.S. ethanol, which is almost all made with corn, could see demand drop by almost 50% to about 6.6 billion gallons by 2050 due to fuel efficiency improvements, changing driving habits, and the rise of electric vehicles, the study said. The outlook assumes ethanol-gasoline blend rates remain at the current 10%. Yet higher blends of 15% or more, known as E15, along with ethanol-based sustainable aviation fuel and marine biofuel, could dramatically change the grim trajectory, S&P analysts say. Development of the new market could lead to a new era of U.S. ag growth. Senator Chuck Grassley hosted a briefing on Capitol Hill yesterday to go over the study's findings. The Iowa Republican said the report shows why Congress needs to pass legislation to allow year-round voluntary sales of E15 across the country. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper agrees, saying biofuels like ethanol hold the key to unlocking market certainty and farm profitability as well as rural prosperity for generations to come. Cooper said in a statement, as the study shows, opening new markets for low-carbon ethanol like year-round E15, marine fuel, and aviation fuel is the single most effective strategy for restoring balance and stability in agriculture markets over the long term. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Despite speculation that Brazilian corn and soybean production would suffer in 2027 due to high fertilizer prices, low commodity prices, and other factors, a new analysis from the University of Illinois economist questions that narrative. While it may be tempting to forecast lower production now, Brazilian farmers have increased production in the past, even when economic conditions have been difficult. The analysis from Joe Hansen and Joanna Calusi says the average annual expected production increases are about 6.5% for both crops, they write. Recently released USDA production forecasts for 26-27 marketing year show essentially similar growth for Brazil next year. If realized, forecast production levels of both crops would exceed estimated levels for 2026, which are already historic records. USDA forecasts, quote, have not made dramatic changes to production forecast based on current economic conditions, they observe. The historical record offers little support for a widespread farmer-driven retreat in production. The U.S. International Trade Commission plans to conduct full reviews of countervailing duty orders the U.S. placed 5 years ago on phosphate fertilizers from Morocco and Russia, that according to a Federal Register notice out today. The duties were first imposed in 2021 following a petition from the Mosaic Company, which argued subsidies gave fertilizer from both nations an unfair edge in the U.S. market. 32 Republican House members asked USITC in March to revoke the Morocco duty, citing high costs farmers were facing amid conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. Here's today's final word. The 1980s taught us what happens when farmers have no markets. Biofuels reverse that story, and we can't afford to go back. That's the word of Kip Thom, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Agencies for Food and Agriculture, saying in a new S&P Global Energy study, Fueling Agriculture, Biofuels as the Catalyst. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 17th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.